Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about ginseng as a natural treatment for the flu that is far better than some of the conventional flu medications. We're going to take a look at natural treatment for acne. That's a big topic on today's program. We invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. So before I get to your phone calls and our features, tremendously excited because we've hit some real important milestones after the launch of our new rebooted drhoffman.com. We now have over 100,000 unique page views per month at drhoffman.com. We're very excited that you're utilizing our new website. We have a whole raft of new newsletter subscribers. It's going through the roof, nearly 3,000 newsletter subscribers, many of whom just signed up in the last few weeks. So go to drhoffman.com and subscribe to our newsletter. We're working our way through a three-part series on the 12 drugs that you should never take. And it's going through the roof on Facebook and via Twitter, and lots of you are liking it. And I enjoy hearing comments like this. This is from my Facebook page. This one's from Elaine. I do not miss one podcast of your show, Dr. Hoffman. It should be required listening for everyone. Thank you. Lori writes, worked in my garden all day listening to your podcast. Now I have to go back and listen again to take notes. Thank you for all the important information you bring to us. You cured my headaches long ago when you talked about magnesium. I don't go a day without it. And this from Martine. I've learned so much from you and also improved my health. Never go away without your podcasts. So we thank you for taking the time to go to drhoffman.com and downloading additional podcasts, because this show is kind of like the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. You, in some markets, may get just an hour or two of intelligent medicine, but there's usually 3 or 4 hours of additional programming available to you via drhoffman.com. You can subscribe via Stitcher or iTunes or via RSS feed, and you can get daily health information. And we got a couple of great podcasts this week. One on natural therapies for headaches by the author of a book called Headache Free, America's pharmacist, Susie Cohen. And she's great on the subject of natural therapy for headaches, all kinds of headaches, migraines, headaches due to Lyme disease, usual daily tension headaches that a lot of people suffer from, and even cluster headaches. And then there's natural approaches to stress, because April is National Stress Awareness Month. And so we did an entire podcast on the subject of stress and how to alleviate stress through natural means. So check those out at drhoffman.com. And we invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. And we got several. Let's talk to Chelsea, who's calling us from Iowa, Creston, Iowa.
Hello, Dr. Hoffman?
Hi, Chelsea. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to know, this is a pretty general question, but supplements. I know you talk about supplements, but how many is too many? How much do we need to be relying on supplements when we can get it from our food? And if you had any suggestions on what to read for the main ones we should be concerned about. And I'm particularly interested in this because my father takes quite a few. So
right. Well, this is a kind of the whole basis for a nutritional practice like mine. We advise, I mean, some people we see are 4-plus sick. They have serious problems like cancer, advanced diabetes or cardiovascular disease, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, whatnot, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease. But some people come in merely because they're confused. They want to know what supplements should they take for optimization. And so there are several considerations. You know, one is what life stage are you in, your sex, your genetics. I mean, we can say certain things from your family history, what might you be susceptible to? If you have a lot of family members who came down with cancer, that's a concern. If you're someone who has a history of dementia, that might be a concern. If you have early signs of eye changes, you might need to take eye nutrients to prevent macular degeneration. So, you know, it would involve time, you know, asking you some questions, going over your medical history, going over blood tests. When it comes to testing for nutrients, I think that gives us some of a little bit of a heads up, but I don't believe in a million tests for a million different vitamins, because you may have normal levels of certain vitamins, but you may still require higher doses of certain things to fend off disease. Now, when it comes to, you know, what's more important, food or vitamins? Well, of course, food is more important, and we derive so many of the critical nutrients that we need from foods, things that we may not have even yet discovered. You know, it's kind of like the solar system. We keep discovering new structures, new planet. You know, we can't even call them planets, but like various types of astronomical phenomena in the sky that our new telescopes enable us to discover. And the same thing's happening with nutrition. We're discovering factors that we may not have paid much attention to. I can think of a whole bunch that we hardly paid attention to 10 years ago, things like vitamin K, the importance of vitamin K. This is a nutrient that was thought to just have the function of helping our blood clot, but now it's got so many additional functions. So they're nutrients we get from food, but also we may want to boost our intake of certain nutrients and even use nutrients sometimes in higher doses than we get from foods. Some people say, well, look, if you eat a balanced diet, you're going to get everything you need. But what if you need, say you've got an autoimmune disease and you want to suppress the inflammation? Well, you may want to get super concentrated amounts of fish oil to put out the fire. Or you may want to take a super concentrated extract of curcumin to reduce the inflammation, like product like Mareva, which is a technologically advanced form of curcumin that's more bioavailable. Or you may want to take, say you have multiple sclerosis, where, yeah, you know, you may get adequate vitamin D from a little sun exposure, but you may want to take much higher doses, like pharmacological doses of vitamin D, to turn down the volume on the inflammation in your brain. So, you know, nutrition's a science. It's an emerging science. Start with a good diet. What's a good diet? There are different versions of that, different strokes for different folks. You try to determine that. But then when it comes to supplements, let's say, look, I'm going to posit that you're the average young woman. What could you benefit from? Probably a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, maybe take some additional vitamin D because virtually none of us get adequate vitamin D, perhaps 2,000 international units. Take some additional fish oil. Take some probiotics. I think probiotics are vastly underestimated in their importance. Most people have disordered intestinal flora. And one supplement that I like that gives you kind of a shotgun approach to the phytonutrients you need. You know, we talk about things like curcumin, and broccoli extract, and resveratrol, EGCG from green tea. I've got a sort of a shotgun phytonutrient product called PhytoGuard that gives people a lot of those types of things. So that, you know, that's maybe four or five things. You can't be burdened with taking a lot of things. Perhaps you're not that sick or you don't want to be as aggressive as your dad is. You know, you're a young person, so, you know, younger people, they don't want to be taking a million supplements unless something's significantly wrong or, you know, if they're very, very conscientious. Older folks, they get, you know, more concerned and they got problems and they're willing to take whole handfuls of vitamins. And yes, you could do yourself some harm by taking too many vitamins. Just the physical volume of too many vitamins may cause you to have gastrointestinal problems. I see some people, everything they're taking is reasonable, but with the sheer volume of taking 40, 50 pills may be causing them gastrointestinal distress. So we have to kind of trim that back and make it more reasonable, prioritize certain things. Because everything, you know, that they might be taking has a good story. You know, this prevents that and that prevents this and, you know, on and it goes. And then you read this and you listen to my program and pretty soon you got, 50 things you're taking. Yeah, that's that. Right. You know, we got to give that a shave and a haircut sometimes. When I see a patient, I say, nah, you don't need all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Good start. All right. Thanks very much for your call. And call of, I think, great general importance. What do you take for, general prevention? Those are some of the elements. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. When we return, we're going to talk about natural therapies for a very, very significant problem, a problem that may be nutritional in origin, and that is acne. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great. Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System. A complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Acne is a pervasive problem, not just in teenagers, but also in many adults. And unfortunately, it's often attacked with antibiotics which can disrupt your intestinal balance, or worse yet, drugs like Accutane, which can have very serious consequences. They can clear up the acne, but they can sometimes trigger bizarre long-term chronic problems, including severe psychological problems. It's thought that they might increase the risk of depression or suicide, which is precisely what you don't need in a teenager, right? Adolescents have enough problems without powerful acne drugs that can change their mood. Also, I've seen, unfortunately, too many people with long-term inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, from the use of Accutane. And it's actually the subject of lawsuits, litigation. You know, their attorneys trolling the airways looking for plaintiffs around some of these products. So what about natural approaches to acne? Well, acne is uniquely amenable to natural medicine, starting with diet. The diet that works best for acne, in my opinion, is not the ultra-low-fat diet. That doesn't seem to usually work. It is more of a paleo diet, a diet that includes healthy fats that minimizes the amount of omega-6 fatty acids. Those are the bad fats that are pro-inflammatory. Certainly hydrogenated fats, trans fats, those are very harmful for the pores because the pores are little holes through which sebum is secreted to lubricate the skin. And if your own internal oil balance is wrong, the pores get clogged. They don't function well. It's a little bit like putting the wrong kind of motor oil into your car. So diet is very important. Eliminating gluten, eliminating dairy in particular, that can be huge in eliminating acne. And it's also a good way to get young kids on a good diet, because if you tell them, oh, you're going to live long, you'll prevent cancer, you won't get a heart attack, they don't care. They're, as they say sometimes when they're trying to get kids to sign up for Obamacare, they're the immortals. They're going to live forever. But when it comes to appearance, that's in the here and now. It's highly motivating for kids to tell them that their skin's going to look better when they improve their diet, and they'll see the results in a very short time. Some other natural things. A new protocol that we're exploring, courtesy of an innovative doctor in Florida, Dr. Jeffrey Dash, D-A-C-H, is a protocol that uses pantothene, that's an activated form of pantothenic acid, with L-carnitine. The protocol consists of pantothene 750 milligrams with 250 milligrams of L-carnitine three times a day. And many patients can see significant reduction in their acne. It has something to do with the energy metabolism of the sebaceous glands. Also, olive leaf extract. That is really important part of our protocol because while we recognize its heart protective effects, the beneficial polyphenols protect the arteries, olive leaf extract is a potent natural antimicrobial and helps to suppress the growth of harmful bacteria in much the same way as low-dose tetracycline, which is sometimes employed in the treatment of chronic acne. There are some natural skincare products. We're very excited about a new product line that we now offer exclusively. It's only available via doctors. It's not sold in stores. But think of all the acne products that are sold know, you see them on TV all the time. They're full of artificial chemicals, harmful ingredients, and we want to use natural organic fruit extracts to help purify and treat and naturally supplement the skin. This is a product that's suitable for sensitive skin. It consists of a three-step approach using a skin purifying cleanser, restoring antioxidant serum. Ingredients are wholesome like bilberry and willow bark and lemon, black currant seed oil. And then there's a skin reviving moisturizer. And the key is that you actually want a slightly acidic pH to help the skin function normally. Most acne products are highly drying and alkalinizing, and that's bad for the skin. The product is called Sofito Pro, and it's actually our featured product at drhoffman.com. It's called the Sofito Pro Skin Restore System. I'll spell it for you. It's S-O-P-H-Y-T-O, Pro, Sofito Pro, one word, Sofito Pro Skin Restore System. And it's a great gift for a kid or, you know, for Mother's Day. We also have this product available in a, just a, not an acne form, but in a, just a basic skincare formula for rejuvenating the skin for mom, a great gift for Mother's Day. So diet, certain supplements, niacinamide taken internally. That's a form of vitamin B3, but it's not like niacin. Niacin can cause flushing. Niacinamide is a form of vitamin B3, but it can be applied topically. There are various types of topical products that are available that we sometimes use for acne. One product is called nicomide. It's a prescription medication for acne, N-I-C-O-M-I-D-E, that contains niacinamide, zinc, copper, and folic acid. But what dermatologists sometimes miss is that niacinamide taken internally as an oral supplement also has an anti-inflammatory effect. It tends to suppress the proliferation of yeast and harmful bacteria. It leads to an increase in protein synthesis, which speeds up skin repair, and it has profound anti-inflammatory effects in acne, rosacea, and various types of skin irritation. So think of niacinamide, oral niacinamide. The dose would be 500, 750 milligrams per day. Unlike niacin, where you have to monitor liver function, usually doses like 500, 750 of B3 in the niacinamide form are quite safe to take. So consider get a combination of topical products. You might use some little bit of olive leaf soap that has natural antibacterial properties. We stock that too at drhoffman.com. And it turns out that acne, very, very amenable to a natural approach, far superior to conventional drugs. All right, 888-302-3684. We got lots of phone calls. We'll answer as many questions as we can when we return. This is the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Glad to be here with you on a beautiful spring weekend. Let's talk to Bernie, who's calling us from Staten Island. How you doing?
Hi, good afternoon, Dr. Hoffman. Long-time listener and first-time caller.
Great. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I have a question regarding this Garcinia gambogia.
Right.
You know, I am so confused. I've gone on the Internet, and I've done a lot of reading. You know, you see things like Dr. Oz has, you know, supported, you know, taking this Garcinia to help reduce, to lose weight. Mm-hmm. You hear that Oprah was on the on Garcinia and she lost weight.
Yeah, but look at Oprah. You're going to look at the net result of whatever that was. You know, yeah, I got to say, Dr. Oz, he has an interesting blend on his program of stuff that's just amazing breakthrough science with wonderful education and explanation. And then, for some reason, he does like these sensationalistic programs on, you know, the six belly blasters you need to know about. And I don't know, maybe it's under the pressure of ratings or something. They've got to come up with something that appears the vast unwashed multitude. And of course, topic number one is, what new pill can you take to make the pounds melt off effortlessly? And, you know, I got to say, I'm kind of skeptical about the claims of all weight loss products, and including conventional weight loss products, because the vast majority of them, either they're ineffective, or if they're effective, the side effects are unacceptable. I mean, they still haven't cracked the code on weight loss. So when it comes to natural products, there are some studies that suggest that Garcinia is somewhat effective. Animal studies don't necessarily translate to humans. There's some small human studies where they show that Garcinia is effective, but the problem is there's not a lot of standardization on Garcinia products, and the products that you get, sometimes they're not in the proper doses or the proper concentration or the active ingredients that you need to get the results, which are slight anyway, maybe, you know, 2% or a 4% advantage in terms of weight loss when you follow the right kind of diet and exercise like crazy. So, you know, I don't think there's anything that makes the pounds melt off effortlessly. I don't use Garcinia, but the products that I do use to support weight loss are really two. One is EGCG from green tea. I think there's really good documentation that has a little bit of a thermogenic effect or a fat-burning effect. And it's not due to the caffeine. There's something else in EGCG that seems to be slightly thermogenic. So, by the way, EGCG is beneficial in a lot of ways. It's a potent antioxidant. It has anti-cancer effects. It may have anti-atherosclerosis effects. So many of my patients, where we want to give them a little bit of a advantage metabolically, we'll give them EGCG in a dose of maybe four capsules a day. I like to use the product EGC Ultra, which is my own product that's standardized and potent and caffeine-free. And it also doesn't interfere with patients who take medication where you have to avoid vitamin K. The other product that's quite interesting is something called Capsiate. Capsiate, which is spelled C-A-P-S-I-A-T-E. Capsiate Natura. And that product is less well known, and it's never been on Oz, to my knowledge. And it's an extract of hot pepper. And hot pepper actually is, I mean, obviously it's thermogenic. It generates heat in the body, and you feel like, you know, you break into a sweat, and, you know, your hair stands on end. And, you know, that's like eating a meal that's very, very spicy. But at the doses that are required for weight loss, it's just unacceptable side effects. So the Japanese have come up with an ingenious way to make a product that is a capsinoid. It's a capsaicin-like product that doesn't have the side effects of making you feel sweaty and hot and uncomfortable. And that product is called Capsiate Natura. It's not sold in health food stores. You can't find it at the usual outlets, retail stores, and whatnot. It's not even sold to a great extent on the internet. It's sold via doctors' practices. That's how they want to market it. And we actually make it available to our patients. And we think that it can be helpful. Research also shows that it can reduce insulin resistance, so it's good for patients with prediabetes. And it also, now studies are suggesting that it helps to generate brown fat, which is intriguing because brown fat is the good kind of fat that helps you burn fat. The body is about 98% the wrong kind of fat, the, you know, tallow-like white fat that accumulates around the wrong parts of your body. But there's some brown fat that's the fat-burning fat that until recently we believed adults didn't have. And now we recognize that adults do have a little bit of residual brown fat. And it can be brought out by exposure to cold, and it can also be stimulated by products like Capsiate. So that's the technology. I think the technology is limited in its effectiveness. And, you know, that's why I really prefer to have patients work with a nutritionist and work with a doctor who understands metabolism. I think it's very important to address thyroid problems, to address excess cortisol, which keeps the fat around your midsection. But you can't, you know, get the results without the effort. And sometimes patients have a very, very unforgiving metabolism. And we haven't really quite cracked the code on it. So these now, sometimes you hear claims like 40 pounds in 40 days. If you hear that, I suggest you run 180 degrees in the other direction.
Wait.
I'm sorry? Go ahead. I didn't hear what you said. Repeat what you said.
I basically what you said, walk the other way.
Yeah, exactly.
Doc, how do you spell this CAPSIATE?
Yeah, it's CAPSIATE. And if you go to our website, drhoffman.com, there's a little drop-down menu for shop, which takes you to our store. And there's a little Google box there where you can put in a search. And if you were looking for a product, put in CAPSIATE, mm-hmm. and you'll find a link to that. Or, you know, go to drhoffman.com or just plug into Google Dr. Hoffman CAPSIATE.
Okay. Thank you, Doc.
Okay. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll take more of your phone calls, 888-302-3684. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Heart disease is the number one killer in America, but you don't need to become a statistic. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we'd like to share with you that one of the best ways that I found to support heart health is by taking Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Backed by more than 700 peer-reviewed studies, Kyolic provides powerful antioxidants that help keep your arteries healthy. It reduces homocysteine, a risk factor for heart disease. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has also been shown to support healthy cholesterol levels and proper circulation. With all of these heart-healthy benefits, it's no surprise that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the best-selling garlic supplement in the world. Unlike other garlic products, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is completely odorless and won't upset your stomach. Made from 100% organically grown garlic, I recommend taking Kyolic daily as part of a heart-healthy lifestyle. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, and in that aforementioned newsletter, part two of a very popular series that I'm putting out on the 12 drugs that you should never take. And the first among the 12 drugs, actually the first and second, are flu drugs. Flu drugs have been touted as a way of dealing with the flu. The first instigation, you feel like you're coming down, you're supposed to call the doctor, arrange a doctor's visit, get in there, get a prescription for a flu drug like Tamiflu or Relenza, and it is thought to A, reduce the severity and duration of your flu, and B, prevent you from having that dread complication of the flu. You know, ordinarily it's just a lot of misery, but some people get 4-plus sick, they develop pneumonia, they end up in the hospital, so it's thought that these drugs can prevent that. Well, according to a new study, and I detail this in part one of my series, The 12 Drugs You Should Never Take, you can find that on our website at drhoffman.com. This is a big hype, and it's caused a big stir at the British Medical Journal. British Medical Journal conducted their own independent investigation, and they found that the evidence that was used to get these drugs approved was hyped, and these drugs are minimally effective. To wit, if you take the drug at the very beginning of a flu, and who's going to usually do that? You got to just take it right away. The duration of the malaise will be 6.3 days. And if you fail to take the drug, the duration of the malaise will be 7 days. So you knock off maybe a half a day on average if you take the drug. So that's a very marginal improvement. Well, then they say, look, all right, maybe not such a big deal in terms of reduction of symptoms, but at least we're going to reduce the hospitalization rate. there was no reduction in the hospitalization rate when these medications were employed. And these medications have been bought by governments across the world, stockpiled in millions of doses to avert pandemics. And now international health experts are saying that the pharmaceutical companies have loaded the dice and overhyped results to get governments to buy literally hundreds of millions of dollars, perhaps billions of dollars of medication that's marginally effective. So what is effective? New study just out this week. Ordinary red ginseng can treat and prevent influenza. This according to the research in the International Journal of Molecular Medicine. Korean red ginseng has known antiviral effects. It also has the ability to treat respiratory syncytial virus, which is a severe infection that kids get. Unfortunately, there are medications out there that are minimally effective, that have severe side effects, among the side effects, psychological side effects, severe headaches, nausea, vomiting associated with these flu drugs. Korean red ginseng, stockpile that, not the flu drugs, in case you develop the flu. All right, let's see who we got. By the way, those of you who can't get through to us today, we got time for a couple more calls, but if you can't get through, radioprogram@AOL.com, email us your question, and we'll use your question for our weekly Q&A with Layla. That's a podcast we do each week answering your questions. Let's talk to Deanna, who's in Alcorn, Iowa. Hi, Deanna. Hi, what's your question?
Yes, I have been taking natural estrogen that's called Phyto B.
Yeah.
And I've been taking it for about 13 years. And I decided to go off of it because I felt tenderness and hardness in my breasts.
Uh-huh.
And just thought, well, it might be time to go off, but I have found that I have the same symptoms that I've had in the beginning when I went on it, is low libido, painful, very painful relations with my husband.
I'm curious, what's the Phyto D? Is it a prescription product or just an over-the-counter product? It seems to work to help alleviate your symptoms.
She was, the lady that prescribed it for me was a doctor. Yeah. So
now you get it at a drugstore? You get it as a
she's a naturopath doctor, so
okay.
You know, she is an MD, but it is supposed to be natural. It was supposed to be estrogen, progesterone, and now they don't make it anymore. The only way you can get it is in a cream form.
You see, I'm not sure what's in that, because I mean, maybe that is sort of a sleight of hand whereby they use natural plant estrogenic products. I mean, you could certainly take yams and make that into progesterone. There's some natural products that have estrogenic effects, but they, you know, since they took it off the market, maybe they're concerned that it has real hormone-like effects. So I'm not sure what you were taking, and it seems to have done the trick, so it sounds really like a bioidentical kind of hormone. If you're concerned about vaginal dryness and you don't want to take an estrogen-like compound, you can take something called Ki-E suppositories. It's a vitamin E suppository. It's very effective. It's a non-hormonal way to deal with vaginal dryness. However, you can also get a prescription for vaginal estrogen. But I like the bioidentical vaginal estrogen, not the synthetic kind. Often you're given Premarin cream, which works, but, you know, the more natural cream is called estriol vaginal cream, and that works very well for helping to restore sexual relations, alleviate vaginal dryness. If you're dealing with hot flashes, there's a product called Estrovera, which is a rhubarb extract. It's non-hormonal, but it really helps with the hot flashes, can be very helpful. If you've got painful, lumpy, hard breasts, so-called fibrocystic breasts, natural iodine is very effective for that. So that might be something you could consider.
Okay.
Sounds like you were taking something that really worked. Too bad that they took off the market. But, hey, maybe, just maybe, it had actual hormones in it, which would render it potentially risky for you. You don't want to take that without some kind of follow-up and checking your breasts and making sure that it's not dangerous. Thanks for your call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Let's talk now to Maggie. Hey, Maggie, what's your question?
Yeah, hi, doctor. You might call. I have a terrible case of plantar fasciitis that I've suffered with now for almost a year and a half, maybe two.
Yeah.
I've tried everything. I just can't stand it anymore. Someone has suggested I do something called PRP.
Yeah, that's platelet-rich plasma. But let me go through some of the things that can be helpful for plantar fasciitis. You may have tried some of these things, but for a general listening audience, so I actually suffered from this because I just was pounding out a lot of running. It was probably, it was just a result of athletic overtraining. You reach a certain age and, you know, it's a little wear and tear. And it's terrible. It's painful. It precludes even walking sometimes for people when it's very serious. I would take lots of fish oil. I would take Mariva curcumin. I took high doses of that as a natural anti-inflammatory. Get some splints for your feet so that you sleep in a flexed position, because if your feet extend, that actually makes it worse. Do the self-massage and stretching exercises when you're sitting in front of the TV. You can ice it or you can stretch your foot. Also, make sure that you optimize your weight, because that excess weight presses down on the arches and creates pain. And as a matter of physical therapy, little device will cost you a couple of cents. Just get a golf ball, hard, rigid golf ball. Roll your foot over the golf ball in a form of self-massage, and that can be very effective for a plantar fasciitis. I mean, other treatments, you can use extracorporeal shockwave therapy. There are steroid injections. There's even surgery that's required. It's an uncomfortable condition, but amazingly, it can be self-limited. And, you know, now I'm completely pain-free, and you know, so good news on that front for the vast majority of plantar fasciitis sufferers. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Interesting questions today, and you can get the complete podcast if you want to review some of our answers. Listen to the program in its entirety at drhoffman.com. Lots of information there, great articles. Subscribe to our newsletter. Check out our store. Have yourselves a great weekend, and please join us again next week for Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.